Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And it's all right, I'll be fine. Don't worry about this heart of mine. Just take your love and move the road. There's nothing you can do or say. You're gonna break my heart anyway. So just leave the pieces when you go.
It is 8:39 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 41 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. One thing about it, we've been talking a lot about COVID-19 since March, as a matter of fact. And the vaccines seem to be giving us some hope. So lots of focus on manufacturing the vaccine, more than one, mind you, distributing it. And now we are at the time when it's about administering this. So who better to talk to than the Director of Public Health for South Carolina's DHEC, Dr. Brannon Troxler. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, one thing about it, we really have had like a front row seat to watching this process of getting a vaccine approved in record time. It was all about hurry up, be fast, let's achieve that herd immunity, let's do it safely, let's do it effectively, just hurry. And now it seems that it's not happening as fast as the expectation we all had. So what is the story, especially from South Carolina, from your perspective?
Certainly. So I do want to emphasize that, as you noted, the vaccine development, the creation of the vaccines was very much a sped-up process. It was very fast. However, it was very safe and it was very effective. There were no corners that were cut in the development of these vaccines. The vaccines are built off of basically the platform or the structure kind of the vaccine is research that had been going on for 20 years. And even specifically with similar vaccines back during the SARS outbreak in 2003. And so they were able to pick up where they left off there. They did not cut corners. They did the full clinical trials with tens of thousands of people to prove that it was safe. These vaccines were safe and effective. And then they did arrive in the States, and we have been faced with some challenges that we have worked to overcome, such as guidance from the national level changing in terms of who all should be offered the vaccine in that first group, as well as just dealing with the logistics of these vaccines, which are very precise in terms of the temperature they have to be kept at, particularly the Pfizer one, where it has to require this ultra-cold storage. And we've never had a vaccine in history before that had to be kept in ultra-cold freezers and maintained like that. And so we have adapted as we have been going, and we are seeing increased utilization. We're seeing that the amount of vaccine that's being used is increasing every day as we go, and so I think we are on the right path.
Dr. Troxler, news was just released this week that South Carolinians age 70 and older can now start scheduling their vaccines to get their shots for COVID-19. The question we get a lot in the media here where we're located in York, Lancaster, and Chester counties, how to schedule and where do I need to go? Can you shine some light on that to help folks understand that process for whenever it is their time to get a shot and what that process, again, how it looks to not make it as confusing?
Absolutely. So right now you're correct that the age is 70 and up. It doesn't matter if you have any medical problems or not, are now eligible to sign up for appointments beginning tomorrow, so they can start signing up tomorrow. There is a DHEC website that is currently not active, but will be active beginning on Wednesday the 13th, tomorrow, that is scdhec, which is scdhec.gov/vaxlocator, so V-A-X-L-O-C-A-T-E-R. And that will, and so that will take you to our DHEC site where you will see a map and a list. You can make it in a list or a map form, and you will see the sites that have vaccines, and you can go zoom in on an area that you want to, you know, that you live in and want to be vaccinated in. And they will be red if they do not have appointments available, and they will be green, these dots, if they do have appointments available. And so you can find a green dot that you want to go to, and when you click on it on this website, it will give you the contact information for that facility and how you would contact them to schedule that appointment. We are working on even more simple ways, you know, to sign up for appointments, but for right now, that is how the process is going to go.
I think it's interesting because you said earlier, and I think it's spot on, you have to be able to modify, adapt, and change, because there is the federal part of this as well. When we learned about Walgreens and like CVS, I we know that the nursing homes and assisted living, they have priority, but that's part of a federal program. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am. So the federal government has partnered with kind of the big five retail pharmacies. So CVS, Walgreens, Walmart, Harris Teeter, Kroger, and Publix, I believe. And two of those, the CVS and Walgreens, are who are doing their long-term care program. So they are going in and vaccinating any of the residents or staff who wish to be vaccinated in the state's nursing homes and assisted living facilities. And we had great participation from those facilities in South Carolina. I think last I saw, right at 100% of both categories were enrolled in this program. And so what we did was we allocated vaccines to that program. And then the CDC is working with the CVS and Walgreens and with the facilities to make the arrangements for them to go in and do those vaccinations. When we will be bringing on shortly in the coming weeks clinic sites, basically vaccine clinic sites at some of the pharmacies, the ones that I was mentioning throughout the state. And that is also through a federal partnership where we're working with the federal government to allocate them vaccines out of our allotment.
We're speaking with Dr. Brandon Traxler, who is the interim director of public health for South Carolina's DHEC. So when the next age group or the next folks that qualify for the vaccine, when it's their time to get the vaccine, how will that message be delivered? Is it going to be delivered through media outlets in the state of South Carolina, and it's our job then to let everyone know? Is it through that and social media? That can get a little gray every now and then, because some folks might say, well, did I miss my shot already? Am I jumping the gun too soon? How will the next couple of phases throughout this year look down the line?
Certainly. So I will tell you that it is always up to date on our DHEC website, and it tells which phase we're in currently and which groups of people are eligible in that phase. So that's scdhec.gov/vaxfacts.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I know. VAXFACTS.
FACTS. Okay. So that's
facts.
Okay. That's facts. Now, the other one was Vax Locator. Is that locator with an ER or an OR?
No. And thank you for clarifying that. I was misspelling off the top of my head. It is OR.
Okay. Just to clarify. That's good. But
yes, I appreciate it.
Yes.
And it will link the Vax Facts website, which is the main COVID-19 vaccine website for us, will link to that Vax Locator also.
Awesome. So all of this had to be created, put into place as for everyone to go and have a central site to get information. In terms of allotment for our state, is that it, or will there be more as we go along? And at what percent are we, you know, do we have a percentage? How are we tracking the number of people that are getting vaccinated?
Certainly. And so, no, that is absolutely not all that we have received. And so I encourage people, if you are part of that 70 and up group and you go on tomorrow and you don't see places near you with appointments available, keep checking. because we do receive vaccine allotments every week from the federal government. And so they do come into the state and get distributed out to all of the facilities. And so there will continue to be more and more vaccines coming into the state for the months to come. And we are tracking the number of people who have been vaccinated, both with their first shot, and we're tracking the number of people who have gotten their second shot already. And that information is right at the top of that VaxVax website.
Okay.
So you can see it gets updated every day, and you can see how many doses we have received in the state and how many have been put into people's arms.
So if anyone is concerned, I know there's the myth and there's the facts. All of that information is available at scdhec.gov. And those specific questions, if you do the hash, the backslash, I guess, is that what we're talking?
Correct.
Vax locator, L-O-C-A-T-O-R, and there's also scdhec.gov backslash vax facts. So you've got a wealth of information there. Are you doing additional messaging to people to just explain again how safe it is and the why everyone needs to do this?
Absolutely, and that's where we appreciate you all. All of our different media partners are really helping us to get that word out, because we want people, no matter what type of media they look at, whether it be social media or print media or listening to the radio, watching TV, to really get that accurate information. And so we are doing everything from, don't be surprised if you need to get a postcard in the mail from DHEC telling you about vaccines. We're doing everything from mailers to putting information, as I said, in print and newspapers and various other types of circulars. And then also communicating through the radio and TV stations. And we certainly have a very strong social media presence, which puts out a lot of extremely good information.
I just have one more question. At the rate we're going here in South Carolina, do you have a date projected for when we might say we're good?
So that is going to depend on how quickly all these vaccines come into our state, and also especially on how many people in South Carolina are willing to be vaccinated and how quickly they're willing to be vaccinated. I would anticipate right now that by the fall, we should hopefully be reaching that 70 or 80% of the population who is vaccinated, and we would be at that point that you consider kind of herd immunity and could start relaxing some of the precautions we're all using. Mm-hmm. But again, that's gonna count on 70 or 80% of people being willing to get vaccinated. So I really encourage everyone to, when it is your turn, roll up your sleeve, get that shot, because that's how we're going to help the whole community in South Carolina return back to normal.
Great information from Dr. Brandon Traxler, DHEC Interim Director of Public Health. Thank you so much, Doctor. Have a great Tuesday.
Thank you all. Have a good one and stay safe.